Hello everybody, this is Armando. Today we are going to do a quick unboxing and possibly installation of an item I received. So about 3 days ago, I acquired an iPhone 7 because when I had my iPhone SE, it was giving me trouble with the headphone jack. I went ahead and called Verizon and I said, I want to exchange it, and they swapped it, but in order to avoid any more issues, I just went ahead and paid off my device. And I purchased an iPhone 7 in gold, 128 gig. When I went shopping for a particular item, which I'm about to reveal, I've noticed that places like Amazon and other vendors don't have enough supply, I guess, when it comes to iPhone 7 cases, whether it's battery and such, just because of the fact that Apple did away with the whole headphone deal, and thus some of the cases may or may not be compatible with the adapter that comes that plugs into the Lightning port, which in turn charges your iPhone and or provides headphone use for music and other such items. Today what I did was, UPS just came, I took the items out of the box. So you're wondering, what did I order for my iPhone 7? Well, to start off with, I ordered a screen protector. As you hear the wrapping here, we will take it out of its wrapper, but I'm not going to unbox that thing because I don't want to lose anything that comes with it. It's a tempered glass by Lovett. I purchased it for about $10 on Amazon, so we'll pull it out of its plastic bag here really quick. And we'll toss that to the side, and here is the case, or the screen protector, that is. It is held in by a piece of tape, which I'm not going to open because, again, I don't want to lose anything that's in there. So we'll toss that right here to the side. And now on to the main goodie. Here in my hand, I have the iPhone 7 battery charger. It is by Alpatronics. The model is BX170. And you can get this on Amazon for about $30 to $40, depending on how you research it. And they offer several colors. I just chose the gold just to go along with the iPhone. The way this thing is packaged is it is in a sleeve-like box. So we will push it either way, but you push it away from you if you must. If you have it with the sleeve, and doesn't matter where, but you push it out of the sleeve. We will toss the sleeve to the side. And when you remove the sleeve, it comes in a box that's like a lid style. Oh, it's almost like, for example, sometimes you would purchase like a computer and it's like about the size of where your mouse would come in and such. And it's got the little flap style thing. So we will tear open the flap. It is not held in by tape. So we'll open the flap. And the first thing you'll come across is some, I would say, manuals, cards, whatever. So we will toss that here to the side. And right away, you can feel there is the iPhone case, the iPhone 7 case. It is the Alpatronics BX170. And underneath, there's a flap that's towards the lid. You would lift up on the flap, and it comes with a pretty decent-sized micro USB cable, which is used to charge your case and or your iPhone at the same time. So we'll toss that to the side. We will pull out the case. And it comes in its own little wrapping. We'll toss that to the side and we will unwrap that in a minute. And in the box are more manuals and papers and whatnot. So this pretty much does the unboxing aspect. Now let's take the case out of the wrapping and let's together explore how to install it. So we just pulled the case out of the wrapping. And it's right away you can feel it's a very light case. It's got a big enough cutout for the camera and Bluetooth and wireless antennas. And if you feel what the iPhone 7 is like, it's basically shaped to the iPhone. So you have your, on the left side, if you have it with the charging port down, you have your mute switch followed by your rocker switch for your up and down. And then up on the top you have nothing. And on the right you have your power pack. Or your power button for your power to turn it on or off. On the bottom, you have basically your microphone grill, your speakers and whatnot. And in the middle, of course, instead of the Lightning port, you will have a power adapter for your USB rather. And on the back, it's got a recess button, so when you press it, it'll turn on the case. You press it again, it turns it back on. So together we're gonna figure out how to install the case. So my guess is, if I can find my iPhone, oh, it's on my left side. So my guess is to insert into the case, we will align it to where the USB and the lightning connector connects. So we will, so what you do is you press the bottom piece down first until it snaps into place inside the connector as such. Then you will, there's a layer that you must remove first. So the way you do it is you grab it from one side with a card or something, you slip it underneath, you rip the piece where the iPhone sits. So as you can tell, I just removed the layer. It's in my right hand. So I screwed up on the installation aspect. I apologize. Then you would fit the iPhone inside until the dock connector snaps into place. And then what you do after that is you align the trim that goes around the screen and such. And you start by pressing down on the bottom, and you go all the way around the case until it snaps into place. But you have to make sure that it is aligned properly. So we will do that. And you will hear it fall into place, snap and such. Except it can get a little fussy, so. Oops. Or maybe I'm doing this wrong. Hang on. That's why we're learning. The trick is you have to get it aligned. That way it snaps into place. And this is a little bit of a tricky case. So we will get it. You kind of have to go around the edges and push it as you install it. And if you're doing this alone and you're not as adventurous as I am, my recommendation is to wait for somebody who's sighted who can help you install this. But since I'm adventurous, I can usually figure out things on my own, so that would be my advice to you if you are not as adventurous as I am. It's like you almost have to start from one side, go around the case, and then snap it in. Here we go. You kind of have to fight with it and little by little push the edges in until they snap into place. And my case has been installed on my phone. If you have any questions about the case or anything else, you can visit Amazon.com and search for the Alpatronics, Alpatronix, B as in boy, X170. It is the 32,000 milliamp battery pack. And it's for the iPhone 7, and they have it for the 7 Plus as well. And they will tell you that, for instance, it is not compatible with the earphone connector and such. And if you have any questions for me, you can email me at armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and we will see you next time.